The reflectivity profile of the young phase of a severe thunderstorm often shows up as a very top-heavy signature, where the most intense reflectivities may lie above the minus 20 degrees Celsius level. Notice that the example that I provided here in this figure, that the VIL and VIL density are quite low during this phase of a severe thunderstorm, since both quantities depend on the integration of the entire column of reflectivity. VIL density is VIL normalized by the echo top height. In order for those numbers to increase, the reflectivity core would have to descend while still maintaining its vertical altitude. However, the hail detection algorithm uses a technique that you can emulate by integrating only those reflectivities colder than freezing. That indicates high potential for severe hail, in this case here. The reflectivity core deepened and intensified over the next 5 minutes, and that allowed the VIL and VIL density to increase in value. Note that this is why VIL and VIL density show a delayed response to an intensifying severe thunderstorm.